Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, number 134. This is the first episode in the long-awaited, highly anticipated, probably overrated Torchbearer campaign. Yes, we are finally taking on Torchbearer. In this episode, we cover character creation. When we originally planned to run this game, it was back in September of 2013. One thing interfered with another, and, well, here we are, the end of February 2014, almost 5 months later. At the time, we were going to have a Bill-heavy episode of Nova Praxis. Bill couldn't make it, so we decided to record our Torchbearer creation, character creation. You know, because we were going to start in a couple weeks anyways. Now, that is what you're going to hear in this episode. Character creation. We go through all the steps necessary to create our PCs, and it's much quicker than I would have anticipated. Oh, and we even call back to an email from Vinny that we had gotten months ago. Vinny, this is how we create characters. It ain't pretty, but it sure is fun. Comments, critique, and general feedback can be left in our voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766. Or send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Look for us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, our blog, our RPGCrosstalk.com forum, on Stitcher, or even iTunes. And hey, leave us a quick message or a review. And if you go to the front page of our blog, you'll find that we have some links to all of these places you can find us at. Enjoy the show.
Okay. I did start to.
Okay, we're recording now.
Okay. Hi. Hey, everybody. This is Rusak Gamers. Tonight, we are jumping ahead quite a bit because we're not quite finished with Joe's campaign. So we're going to start Torchbearer.
Yes, and Joe's here, but apparently tonight was going to be a Bill-heavy night, but Bill had some stuff come up. So as it happens in most RPG games, sessions, whatever.
Yeah, we have to back up and punt.
So. Yeah, we're gonna jump slide forward. The next game, I think
We actually haven't when the listener listens to this.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but he's got two Nova Praxis games he hasn't put out yet.
Yeah, and he's gonna edit the shit out of this anyway.
Right.
So Merry Christmas, everybody. Okay, so we're the Rusak Gamers. I'm Roy.
I'm Todd.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Jason.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Joe.
Okay, so we're going that way around the table tonight.
Well, yeah. Joe.
Sometimes you swing a little different every now and then, Roy. It helps out.
Yeah. You podcast to the right. So, Bill's not here tonight, and we're getting ready to start a Torchbearer game eventually. And so, since Bill's not here tonight, we thought we would just take this time to work through the new Torchbearer character generation rules and sort of get lined out for when we start that game. Right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Torchbearer was a Kickstarter done by Burning Wheel. It was Tor and, Luke over there at Burning Wheel. So anyway, the Kickstarter was very successful and, tried to run some games here coming up, at Gen Con and, it was very well received. So we're going to give it a shot. We are big Burning Wheel fans. I mean, I think that's fair to say, right?
Yep.
And we've also played Mouse Guard, and this is sort of the next step in the evolution from Burning Wheel to Burning Empire / to Mouse Guard to now Torchbearer. It seems. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But we are going to give it a shot. So, who wants to go first? Let's go around. Let's talk about names of characters. We're going in order like they do on page 10.
Yep.
10 in the character generation. We're just going to go through it line by line. Not going to be a very exciting podcast.
Well, no. Okay. Page 10, that's just going through the details on the...
Page 14.
Sorry, 14.
Character sheet. Page 14 is creating an adventurer. Choose your class and stock.
But doesn't it start with name?
Nope.
It does not start with name?
No.
So let's go
All
ahead.
Right, let's do the character in stock.
Class and stock.
Let's do this clockwise, and we'll start. Let's start with Joe.
My name's Joe. I will be playing the Elven Ranger. And that's pretty much all I've got figured out so far.
He's one of the Rangers.
You want to avoid him. That's Strider. he's one of those rangers.
Well, this game seems to lock the race with the class.
Yeah, it's very early Dungeons and Dragons in that way. Like basic expert, you know. If you're old enough to remember that, you have my sympathies. Doug.
I'm Doug, and I'm going to play a human cleric.
Human cleric.
Mm-hmm.
Jason?
I'm playing the human magician.
Human magician. I'm going to be Jeff. I'll run the game.
So what race are you?
I'm orc.
Okay.
Yeah. Todd.
Todd. Hi. That's me.
Hi.
And I will be playing the human paladin. Although the paladin is not in the book per se, it was issued as a...
Thank you, Kickstarter backer. Thank you. Along with, there was a thief that was all a human thief,
right,
which is not in the book,
right,
which was also a Kickstarter backer. Thank you.
Right. So I will be a human paladin.
Awesome.
And I'm Roy, and I'll be playing the dwarf adventurer.
Dun, dun, dun. I'll bet he's got a drinking problem. Hands up. Who agrees?
And all the hands went up.
Everybody at the table except Jason, who just won.
Jason likes me. He's a nice guy.
No, he doesn't want to hurt your feelings. Okay, so
I'll take it.
What's the next step in the character generation?
Let's see. Next page. Where is your home?
So you've got several choices there. Elfland, elves only, dwarven halls, religious bastion, bustling metropolis, wizard's tower, remote village, busy crossroads.
Yeah, and am I wrong about this? But it seemed when I read it that I don't think you have to pick, you know, if you're an elf, I don't think you have to be restricted to elfland. I think a dwarf could be from the elfland.
The way I read it, no, you don't have to, but only elves can be from the elfland, though. That's the only
elfland is elves only.
Okay, so, Joe, do you have an idea where your guy's from?
Yeah, I mean, since I'm the only person that has the access to the elfland, I'm gonna be from there.
Oh, okay, cool. You're the only elf in the party?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, and Doug?
I will take religious bastion.
Ooh, as the cleric. And Jason?
The wizard's tower.
Wizard's tower. All very, very, straightforward choices. That's good. So first time through.
You put a two in one of these skills and pick a trait.
Okay, we'll get to that. Todd, where do you want to be from? Who's tapping? Stop it. Thank you.
Jeez. Jeez, he's tapping on a table.
I think since Doug chose religious bastion, I'll choose bustling metropolis.
Mm. He's a paladin from the big city.
With an Alabama accent.
Amen. Roll Tide, roll.
So by bustling metropolis, you mean like?
Birmingham.
Birmingham.
A bustle metropolis.
All right, hang on. Todd's from a bustling metropolis. And Roy?
I'll be from the Dwarven Halls.
All right.
Guys, quit reading ahead or turn off your microphones.
No, what I was asking is the wizard's tower, the wizard automatically starts with those skills.
Maybe. Hold on. We'll get to it.
Okay. Yeah.
Read.
It's next. Doing this next.
Okay. Hey, stop. Here's what it says. Each home has its own culture as represented by the skills and traits it provides. So you look at skills. Choose one skill for your character from the settlement's list and give it a rating of 2. If you already have the chosen skill, increase that rating by 1 up to a maximum of 4. Additionally, choose one trait for your character from your home's list and give it a rating of 1.
Do we want to go back and choose the skills for our class and stock?
Yes. You don't get to choose. It's a list. You write it down.
Yeah. Okay. See.
Yeah, gotcha. So if you already happen to have that one,
if you have these 3 skills, you can just pick one and make it a 4.
Well, let's talk about what people's skills are then.
All right. Let's start with Joe again.
Joe, are you with us?
I'm with you. I'm actually a little bit ahead of you.
Slow down. What are your skills?
My skills from the list provided on page 14 are Arcanist, skill level 3. A fighter, skill level 3, healer, 2, and lore master, 3. I also have scholar, 2, scout, 2, and survivalist, 2.
Cool. So, Doug, what do you got?
Human Cleric gives you 8 points in raw abilities to split between will and health.
Okay.
I split it 4 and 4.
Smart.
It gives you the skills, Ritualist 4, Theologian 3, Fighter 2, Healer 2, and Scholar 2. And it gives you the trait, Touched by the Gods.
Ooh.
Okay, I think I have a question. And this is back a step. Choose your class and stock where it says trait, and it's already kind of given to you. Does it start at a 1?
Traits always start at 1.
I think so, yeah.
Yes, unless specified otherwise.
Okay, so Jason, you're the magician?
Yes. Basically, I like Doug, I get to distribute the 8 points. I went 6 in will and 2 in health.
Nice.
My skills are Arcanist of 4, Loremaster of 3, Alchemist of 2, Cartographer of 2, Scholar of 2. Starting trait is Wizard Sight.
Okay.
And then due to the fact I took the Wizard's Tower, I'm bumping up Loremaster up 1.
Don't jump ahead. God, ruining it. It's ruined. All right. Good to edit the hell out of this.
Good.
Todd.
Give Roy something to do.
Paladin, the Paladin.
You've got that sheet there.
Yeah.
All right, so your raw abilities.
Raw abilities are I have to distribute 8 points between will and health. Neither stat may have a rating lower than 2 or higher than 6, so I went for the balance. I went 4 and 4.
Okay.
Health can never be higher than will, though. My skills are Fighter 3, Orator 3, Rider 3, Theologian 2, Ritualist 2.
Okay. Doug, did you want to say something?
The thing I remember most about this game is that low-level skills level up quickly.
Right.
So I think...
In Burning Wheel.
In Burning Wheel system, it does, yeah. And it's the same system. So dumping a bunch of points and, like, I want a will of 6 and health of 2 or a will of... 6 and 2 is the best you can do. I kind of feel like will's one of those things that you hardly ever use, and if you put 6 points in it, you're going to regret that. At some point, your health would jump up quickly, but will never go anywhere.
So is that what you did?
I put it in 4 and 4.
Yeah.
Well,
everybody else has done 4 and 4, I think. Except Jason did 6 and 2 because I guess he wants to play the
wizard type.
The wizard, you know, the
brains before brawn.
What's the step? You guys moving ahead or what?
No, we're just talking.
We're reading over everything.
We're class and stock, raw abilities and skills.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all in there.
So Roy, what do you got?
As the dwarf adventurer, my raw abilities are will and of 3 and health of 5. Skills are fighter 4, dungeoneer 3, armorer 2, laborer 2, orator 2, scout 2.
Okay, and all that's on page 14. Well, yep. We've gone through 14, 15, and nobody picked the burglar, the halfling burglar, which would have been my choice.
Which is why I think none of us wanted to do it.
Yeah. Oh, that's very sweet.
Unless Bill chooses that one.
Of course, I think you guys are gonna, yeah, he might, because you guys are gonna need a cook. A Samwise type. Okay, so what is your home? You all picked your homes. So what does that do for your skills there?
Each home has its own culture as represented by the skills and traits it provides. Choose one skill for your character from the settlement's list and give it a rating of 2. If you already have that chosen skill, increase the rating by 1 up to a maximum of 4. Additionally, choose one trait for your character from your home's list and give it a rating of 1.
So that for me...
You're Elfland, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
I took the healer skill.
Okay.
And the calm trait.
Okay. Did you already have healer?
Nope.
Calm instead of quiet? Why would you pick calm instead of quiet? I'm just curious.
Well, calm actually will affect... We're getting a little bit ahead here.
I know, but...
But when you're in the dungeon, you get stressed out, some of the things that can happen to you are you can become angry and upset.
Okay.
And those work against you just like being wounded does.
Okay, I'm not discounting stealth.
You're asking
me. I'm asking Joe why you chose that over quiet, because I think of elves as sneaking around and being light on the feet and all that stuff.
I think about them as calm. As calm.
Yeah.
That's just what was in your head. That's what I was saying. Did you just think of elves as being the Spock type of a character and was always calm?
Is there a reason why you picked that, or you just?
I just didn't want to be quiet.
Okay.
I never want to be quiet.
Calm banging a drum. Yeah.
Was it Vinny who,
Vinny was who we talked to.
But the RPGing and stuff?
Yes.
Yes. This is how characters are created.
Why'd you pick calm over quiet? It was because
Elves are very contemplative people. That's the first one.
I didn't want to be dwarves too.
It's alphabetical, baby. Yeah, yeah, that's
Doug.
What do you got?
I picked cartographer to be well-rounded, and I took the trait defender.
Okay. Okay. Now you didn't have cartographer before.
No.
Okay, so that's the two. And Jason, what do you got?
All right, the homeland was Wizard's Tower. I was originally going to go with Lore Master, but instead I changed it to Alchemist. Bumped that one up one, and the trait is Skeptical.
Nice. Okay. Paladin.
Bustling Metropolis. I picked Steward.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's iffy on the traits. Probably
between
jaded.
Extravagant and jaded. Yeah. And why did you pick that, Todd?
Because jaded was last in the alphabet.
Yeah, and I don't know. Your character is forming here a little bit. You see him as just sort of getting ticked off, I guess, with the way things work in court and
In the Metropolis.
Metropolis, yeah, yeah. You're okay.
It's a den of sin.
Ooh. And who's playing the? Oh, we don't have a rogue, do we?
No.
Damn.
No rogue.
Probably gonna be Bill.
Yeah.
We should just get a piece of paper and start filling out Bill's card.
Well, his choice is a halfling burglar or a human thief.
No, because players are so whiny when you do that. You just say, here's a character, and they just...
Unless you're at a convention.
They bitch and moan about it, don't they, Todd?
Yes, they do, Jeff.
All right.
Okay, here's a blank sheet, Bill. You get to start from scratch. There's only one choice, though, and picking that choice fills in all the character
choices.
Slots.
You can be whatever you want as long as it's a halfling.
Right.
Or...
Well, no, you can be a thief.
You can be a halfling burglar.
Burglar or a human thief. Well, he could be the warrior, right?
Yeah.
Is there a human adventurer or is it just a...
Yeah, human warrior. Human warrior.
Human warrior. So he's got several choices. Mm-hmm. More than Todd had. All right, so Roy, what do you got?
For skills, I'm going to take armor, which... Okay, if you've already increased that rating by one up to a maximum of... Okay, so which boosts my armor from a 2 to a 3.
I thought it was a 2 to a 4.
No, boosted by one to a maximum of 4.
Oh, okay. All right. My mistake.
And I'm going to take fiery as a trait.
Fiery.
As opposed to cunning.
Now, we are recording, right? I just want to double check.
Let me look.
I had a little...
Yes.
Okay, I had a panic attack over here. I just want to make sure that we are recording this podcast gold.
God bless it. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about what are your social graces?
How do you convince people that you're right or to do what you need? Choose one skill, haggler, manipulator, orator, or persuader. If you don't have it, give it a rating of 2. If you have it, increase it by 1 up to a maximum of 4.
So, and I just want to be upfront with people here when we're playing. Orator and like a manipulator, persuader, not the same thing.
Nope.
Orator is for groups. It's like giving speeches. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears kind of stuff. Okay?
Okay, so I'm going with persuader.
Okay, so Joe's going to be a persuader. You taking a persuader or 2?
Yep.
Okay. Excellent. So, Doug, what do you got with your cleric? What's he going to do? Is he going to?
Orator 2.
Orator. Order in the court. Okay, so...
Manipulator.
Nice, with the magician and the manipulator. Okay. Todd, the paladin.
I think I'll go with persuader.
Persuader, and you have order also.
I already have order, yeah.
So you've got a couple of ways of going.
Yep.
All right.
The dwarven adventurer is going to go with haggler.
Makes sense.
He makes armor. He has to haggle.
No, that's good. That makes sense.
And I've already got an order also.
I had a question for Todd, though. Oh. Did you have Persuader before?
No.
Okay, so, alright. Alright, so is that everybody? Yep. Let's move on. What is your specialty? Your player chooses a unique specialty. No two players in your group can have the same specialty. So if you get into a fight, we'll just roll off for it or some pull card or something. Give a skill a rating of 2. If you already have it, make it a rating of 4. Then don't duplicate it. What's your special?
No. If you already have it, increase it by 1 up to 4.
Yeah. Sorry, I keep doing that.
So, since I already took Persuader as a social grace, I was going to take it as a specialty unless somebody else wants it.
I'm fine.
Anybody?
You successfully persuaded me.
That was my goal here. So I'm going to take Persuader and then I'm going to underline it. As underline your specialty skill on your character sheet, I'm going to boost it to a 3.
Cool. Okay.
No, go ahead.
I got it.
Well, here's a question I've got. I'm looking at the human paladin.
Uh-huh.
Paladin. It's a special skill. And I don't know if this is the same thing or not. It says choose one of the following skills and give it a rating of 3. Is that something different or is this the same?
Yes, thing? That is something. That, special human skill. All human characters choose one of the following skills and give it a rating of 3.
All right, good enough. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Doug.
Okay, Doug, what did you want to pick?
Healer. And I'll bump healer to 3.
Okay, does anybody... Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Jason, manipulator.
Is that what you're going to pick?
Actually, I'm looking at scout.
Really?
Really. I chose Pathfinder as my specialty
for the mage, for the squishy mage.
If I get caught, I need to talk my way out of it.
Scout, though?
If I'm using manipulation, if I get caught.
Talk your way out of it, be haggler.
What is the definition of Pathfinder, though?
Or Persuader.
Let's see.
I would think Persuader would be more talk your way out of it. Maybe.
A Pathfinder blazes trails through wilderness from town to town and finds trails to lesser known features like streams, springs, cave mouths, ruins, or fields of herbs. Pathfinders can use maps from cartographers as supplies.
That's a fascinating choice for your mage.
Scout. Let's see. Scavenger, scholar, scout. A scout is adept at spotting and tracking monsters on the prowl, sneaking behind enemy lines, trailing targets, and finding hidden things.
So scout might be a tracker as opposed to, what we consider.
Scout is not used to find trails or navigate dungeon features. For those obstacles, use Pathfinder and Dungeoneer, respectively.
Okay, so what'd you pick, Jason?
Scout.
Scout.
Right, so what we got? You've got Persuader. And then healer.
Scout.
And scout.
And you've underlined those? Okay.
Roy, do you have any one in particular that you want?
As your specialty skill?
Not really.
You have 2 specialty
skills?
Go ahead.
Well, human.
I'm just thinking. Just so I have to balance everything out.
No, so one is a special, hang on. So Jason, you've got, because you're human, you pick a special skill and then a specialty skill.
Right.
Alright. So we haven't done special skills,
no,
so. Alright, so just hold off on that. We'll come back to it. Getting ahead, everybody.
No, I actually skipped it.
Oh, did we?
Humans should go ahead and do their special skill.
Okay. So, well, let's go through it. Sorry, that's right before Where's Your Home.
Well, hold on. Let's go ahead and finish special real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Go ahead. Todd.
What do you
Paladin.
Think? I'm just trying to work with Roy here and see if there's one particular one that he would.
Well, we've got a scout, we've got a healer, and we got a persuader.
Right. How about a dungeoneer?
Pathfinder would probably be one that makes sense.
Yeah. Dungeoneer kind of makes sense. Cartographer.
For you, Todd. Mm-hmm. Well, what is Hunter? Is that?
I like Hunter too. But
Hunter sounds good. Well, hold on.
I'm just trying to, because I'm thinking about the way Todd seems to be going with this character, what fits. And I mean, he could double down on order.
Hunter. Noblemen, their huntsmen, and poachers use this skill to lure, stalk, trap, and slay beasts for food in forested preserves in the wild. Hunters can use bows, spears, hunting swords, javelins, dogs, horses, or birds of prey as tools.
That's not really what I was thinking about.
Yeah, me neither.
Scavenger.
Where are you finding those lists of things?
Page, starts on page 30. 31, 32, 33.
All right, let me look at this real quick just to...
All right, well, let's jump ahead to Roy. Roy, do you have an idea?
I was looking at either Dungeoneer or Cartographer. Leaning more towards Dungeoneer.
Yeah, well, that makes... Nobody's picked that yet, and
right.
I think Doug's already got the Cartographer.
Right.
And that's one of the things that they emphasize with this game is, you act as a group or you're all going to die. You really have to work together here.
Right. So I'm going to go ahead and take Dungeoneer, Todd.
You're taking Dungeoneer?
Yeah. And my Dungeoneer was already a 3, so that boosted to a 4.
Okay, I think what I'll do is I will take Pathfinder.
I like the Hunter best.
Yeah, but Hunter, he's from a metropolis.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. It doesn't make sense. Either that, now Scavenger would make more sense. Yeah, because I'm...
Why?
Jeff's got a
why
would it make more
I'm
sense?
Just wondering why it makes more sense. Well, I mean, you say it like it's a foregone conclusion.
No, you're in the city. I think of, he's raised as like an Oliver Twist.
Are you ready for
going
it?
Around.
A scavenger can find useful materials and forage for sustenance anywhere in the wild. So it doesn't even fit the...
That's true.
Yeah. What else were you looking at?
Cook.
And
no.
And we're not saying, that none of us at this table are saying, if Todd wanted to pick Scavenger, we would say, you can't do that. Right. We're all just sort of looking like, really, does that fit your character? Yeah. And just putting his feet to the fire here a little bit.
What does Criminal say?
Ooh, that one. I did kind of look at Criminal, but let's see. It's the top of page 31, I believe.
That might be better.
Criminals know about enterprises that aren't, strictly speaking, legal. Whether it's smuggling, counterfeiting, picking pockets, or picking locks, criminals can get it done. Criminals are also adept at perceiving other criminals at work. Criminals can use supplies from carpenters, false panels for smuggling, and smiths, lockpicks.
What about survivalists?
That's interesting for a paladin. They can pick locks, yeah.
That's tempting.
You had to bump that up as a paladin, be able to paladin that picks locks.
Right. What'd you ask about, Jason?
Survivalist. The very last one.
Survivalist. It's not the very last one, is it?
Oh, the last one on the list.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Competent survivalists know how to make shelters, find water, build fires, and jury-rig tools. A survivalist can also read the weather and judge when it will be safe to travel and when to wait it out.
Ooh. Oh. I mean, as a learned man, or sorry, person, as a learned person.
I've already chose scout. I'm staying with that one.
Okay. Cool enough.
But I didn't know if the paladin wanted the survivalist.
I got a 3 in survivalist, if it makes a difference to you.
Mm-hmm. I think the goal here is to be as diverse a group as you can possibly be.
Criminal.
You gonna take criminal?
Criminal.
Really?
What do you?
I like that.
So if you chose that as your human, then that means you'd have a 4 in it.
No, this starts at a 2.
Right. Well, you had
get a 3 for the human skill.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So if you want to take. Now we can go ahead and,
that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Since I've already chosen mine, we can go ahead and backtrack real quick and do the human
skills. Okay, so let's jump back to humans.
Todd can take criminal.
Well, hang on, slow down. Let's keep it in order. Joe's playing an elf, so he doesn't get this. But Doug is.
Survivalist 3.
Survivalist 3.
Pathfinder.
Jason is picking Pathfinder 3 for his mage.
And I pick criminal.
Todd's picking criminal 3, and then you're going to bump it. To a four with your specialty skills. Yep. So you're kind of like a bounty hunter, dude.
I lived the criminal life, and then I found the right way, but I still know all the stuff.
Well, it could be that you've studied them so long, you know how they think.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Or he just accepts bribes.
Or he's a crooked paladin.
Oh, yeah, he's crooked.
Oh, I can't do that.
Really crooked.
All right, Roy, what do you got?
I already did mine.
What was your specialty?
Dungeoneer.
Okay. Let's talk about wises then.
Wises are a category of special abilities that represent your fields of expertise. They are not rolled. Instead, they augment other abilities and skills.
This reminds me of school when, all right, you read now. All right, now you read. Now, Jeff, you read.
We should do that. We should just go around the table and different people read.
Well, Joe, would you like to read elves since you are an elf?
What are we reading?
Page 15, how are you wise?
Elves.
Much like in school, I'm like, wait, what? Where are we?
Wait, I wasn't paying attention, teach.
Okay, elves, you choose one of the following. Elven lore-wise or elven craft-wise. Take a second wise of your choice, following the guidelines in this section. Either take one of our examples or invent one of your own. I'm taking elven lore-wise, and I'm taking, if you scroll down to the next page, under specific monster wises, I'm going to take zombie wise.
Ooh.
Okay.
Next.
Doug, you're a human, correct?
Human. Mm-hmm. Human says, choose one wise, either take one of our examples or invent one of your own.
MacGyver wise?
Just one example?
Just one.
I guess that's the exchange. You got Elven lore wise.
I got a free skill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you all get the free specialty. So you're gonna make one up? Are you gonna, you like their examples?
Well, I'm looking for a wise that's gonna help out with being a cleric, so.
You have healing?
Yeah, I got healing.
What about a potion wise or something like that?
Or faith?
I got a boo-boo wise?
Specific thing. That would be one of those that are inappropriate.
How is that inappropriate?
Or you could do triage wise.
Triage wise?
Or.
That's what I just said. I got a boo-boo wise.
I got a boo-boo wise. Fix my boo-boo wise.
I got a boo-boo. I knew about boo-boo. She came to the right place.
I'm boo-boo wise.
He has colorful band-aids.
See, wound
you could just
wise,
call it, just
wound
call
wise
it,
is too general.
How about infection wise? What? What? I say infection, you make a face?
Well, I'm thinking something that's really specific. I mean, you could say disease wise, which is still specific, but not so specific.
Yeah, inappropriate wises. Wises that are too general and inappropriate are disallowed. Mm-hmm. Anger wise, wound wise, sick wise, yeah. Hunger wise,
boo boo wise, GM wise.
Yeah, I think,
sure,
I think
sure,
boo boo yeah. wise is probably too broad.
Yeah. But unless you're talking about like a small bear, then I would take
it.
Yeah, boo boo. I don't think the Ranger's gonna like this.
Hey, what do you gonna know? We'll hurt him, you know what I'm saying?
About infection wise, and I think I like infection wise, disease wise, something along those lines. Broken bone wise.
Well, I was thinking that too, but I mean, is broken bone an option in this game? Would somebody have a broken bone?
Again, that's pretty specific.
If it follows the narrative, I mean, I think it does.
That's again, pretty specific. You could say, I don't know, trauma, but even then, I think it's still.
That's still wound wise.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see limiting down to a specific kind of wound. Yeah. I'm just saying, without knowing the dynamics of this game, is that possible? Is somebody gonna get an infection?
Well,
would it be wise I would ever use?
Well, I mean, you're gonna be in a dungeon, and if there's...
Poison wise.
Religious symbol wise.
Yep.
There we go.
Done.
Poison wise.
Okay. Religious symbol wise.
Religious symbol wise. He's got it. Jason. Jason, you're a human as well, correct?
Is a human as well.
Okay.
Let's see if the strategy works for him.
Jason.
Book-wise.
Book-wise? That's a little broad. What do you mean book-wise?
Well, it's in there.
No, it's in there.
Really?
Yeah. What up? How do you like that?
It just seems a little broad, doesn't
Wises
it?
Wises can also be about things.
Things. Book-wise. I mean, it's
book-wise.
Got it in there.
All right. What's up?
In your face.
What's up with the library? All right.
Todd.
Let's see, make sure there's no specific wise or anything in here.
Feared in hell.
Yeah, that's a trait. Isn't that nice?
You're going with what then?
Trap wise.
Okay.
Now are we talking like mechanical traps? Or are we talking ambushes?
I'd say more like mechanical.
Yeah, let's just...
Trap-wise is one of the ones specifically listed.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
They say don't be broad. That's...
What?
It's a trap!
A trap!
Are you being attacked by, you know, the Empire, or...
Yes.
Dude, don't answer that question. It's a trap.
Roy. As the dwarf, you get...
Does this make me look fat?
One of the following. Dwarven Chronicles-wise or Shrewd Appraisal-wise. Take a second wise of your choice.
My first thought was taking Shrewd Appraisal-wise, because I've already got Haggle, and I was going to take, as my second wise, I was going to take Armor-wise.
I think that's appropriate in both cases.
I think it works. The only reason I was thinking twice about it was Dwarven Chronicles-wise. Sounded, I don't know, a little more fantasy-oriented.
I like
the Shrewd-wise fits in with the character.
Well, and it gives you a hook.
Yeah.
You're out to get the treasure and, you know, find the old armor, build the armor, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's pretty, it focuses your character.
Yeah.
All right. Nature. Nature is a special ability. Unlike all other abilities, there are three descriptors attached to each character's nature. These descriptors determine how your nature is used in play. Nature descriptors by stock. Since this is Joe, we'll start there. If you're an elf, write nature, elf, on your character sheet.
Done.
Descriptors are singing, remembering, and hiding.
Okay. Alright, well, we'll move on. If you're human, write nature, human, on your character sheet. Your descriptors are boasting, demanding, and running. Dwarf. It's top there, page, and so these are the skills that you can actually use your nature probably for free, or without risk of, you can use your nature to, instead of a skill. We'll get to that. If you're a dwarf, Roy, your descriptors are delving, crafting, nice, and avenging a grudge.
Yovel.
All right. Base nature. All characters have a base nature of 3. Answer the following 3 questions appropriate to your stock and determine your final starting nature score and possibly some traits. All right, so let's start with Joe. Let's go through and ask and answer these questions, okay?
Okay, so my questions are...
All right. Do you walk among the ancient trees on moonless nights and listen to their songs? Or has your heart hardened in the long ages since the dawn?
I'm going to go with listening to songs.
Increase your nature by one.
So I'm at a four.
At the moment, you got to do the question.
Yeah. So. Question two.
When evil stalks the world, do you confront it? Or do you retreat to the hidden places of the elves and allow time to defeat your enemies? I confront it.
Really?
Your nature and fighter remain unchanged.
Retreat and hide. Retreat and hide.
No, I'm no coward.
Okay. And remember these answers, because they'll help you define your character. Do you yearn to follow the cries of the gulls of the sea and journey west beyond all knowledge?
That's
or
straight out of Tolkien.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah.
Is that really? What is this Tolkien?
I'm being sarcastic, right? This is my sarcastic face.
Right out of Tolkien.
Tolkien? Who's Tolkien?
What is this guy made up elves, I think.
Elves? He made up elves?
I don't think elves were around until Tolkien talked about
he
it.
He made up that? Elves.
What was that? 85? 86?
Yeah, he wrote the book in what, 74?
Yeah.
All right.
1950s.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you, Simone.
are you prepared to live a little of struggle and evil? A life of struggle and evil.
And grief.
Struggle and grief.
Grief.
Come on.
Whatever.
Not grief, evil. They look the same on
grief,
paper.
Grief, evil.
What are you, disdainful?
Yes.
Jeez.
Do you
okay.
yearn? Do you yearn?
I'm going to not yearn.
You may replace or increase your home trait with fiery, curious, or restless.
Ooh, he snuck one in on you.
You may.
So my home trait is the calm?
Yes. You may.
No. Oof. You have to either increase or replace.
Or replace.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're not yearn.
You may replace.
You may increase or replace.
But it says you may, which means you don't have to.
Scroll back up to the top. You either have to replace it, or if you already have it, you get to increase it.
Right. Right. You either replace it or increase it. So you got to replace it with one of these then. Fiery, curious, or restless.
Oh, either any of those would be good.
Instead of being calm.
Okay.
Are you curious? Are you curious?
The exact opposite of what you picked.
Restless. Okay, I'll replace calm with fiery.
Wow, that's huge, ladies and gentlemen. And you were there. You were there for the pick.
I really thought he was going to go curious.
I did. I thought he might go curious too.
George,
we all lost our asses on that bet.
Now he's
our Ewoks on that bet.
Yeah, he's thinking.
don't go second guessing yourself.
So my fiery is a plus one. Basically, I replace.
Do you have fiery?
You already have fiery?
No.
It's a fiery of two.
Fiery. So,
yes, fiery.
Right.
You just replace it. You're calm with fiery.
Scratch out calm, put in fiery, and your nature is now four.
If you had already had one, the trait fiery, restless, or curious.
No, his nature does not increase by one.
No. If he had already had one of the ones that's listed, he would have increased it by one.
Yeah. Gotcha.
All right.
Wow, they snuck it in there. So you start with a nature of four.
Nature four. So what is that on this, the front side of the slash? Why on the character sheet is there a slash there?
It's 4-4. And what happens is, if I remember this correctly, if you tap your nature to assist you in making rolls, it reduces your nature, okay? And so it become 4-3 or 4-2 where you're taxing your nature. It's a commodity that you're using in rolls.
So right now I'm 4/4?
Yep. Right now you're 4/4? Yes, okay. You're 4/4. But what happens is, if you get into a spot and you're like, look, man, I'm just gonna bite the bullet here and get rid of the, you know, say you're at a 4/1, you're down. You can say, reduce it to a 3 and bring me back up. So boom, you're 3/3. So you can immediately reduce your nature and bring it back up. Otherwise you have to rest and there are other things you can do.
Why don't we do Roy next? Cause all three.
Everybody else is humans. Yeah. All right.
Dwarf nature questions, Todd.
If your kin are slain and their halls plundered, would you spend your life plotting and exacting revenge, or would you tally your losses and move on to greater challenges?
Take revenge.
If you would take revenge at any cost, increase nature by one.
Done.
Would you plunge ever deeper into the bones of the earth, looking for treasures untold?
He's plunging bones.
What you would uncover should you dig too deep?
I'm plunging.
You would dig ever deeper, increase nature by one and decrease fighter skill by one.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, see how they sneak you like that? I got this.
All right. Do you yearn to spend your days crafting wondrous objects from silver and gold, or does the life of adventure call?
I would rather craft.
If you were born to craft wondrous objects, increase your nature by one. So your nature's five?
Wow.
Six.
Really? If you hit seven, you're done.
What do you mean?
If your nature hits, all right, if your nature gets too high or too low, you are no longer an adventurer.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes,
that makes sense.
Because if you're a zero, you're no longer a dwarf. You're not dwarf-like enough,
I don't think.
Enough. Yeah, you're
too dwarf.
You're basically crazy, and if you're seven, you're too dwarfy. So he's gotta be really
too dwarfy.
Yeah. He's gotta be really careful about that.
All right.
And what's the thing I was thinking of? It doesn't matter.
Right, why don't you read the human one?
Human. All right, I'll read the human. We'll start with Doug over here.
Well, let's all answer him.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, here's the question.
Do you sit by the hearth at night drinking and boasting of your great deeds? As from a GM, yes. Yes, I do. Or do you spend those chilly nights quietly preparing for the dark times to come? Doug, what do you do? Hicks, hearth, or are you planning?
Well, I like the idea of sitting around the fire quietly and planning. But I really like my home trait of defender, which I don't think I want to lose for thoughtful or loner.
Hey, don't plan ahead. Just answer for your character. Don't metagame it here. Just answer for your... You said you liked it.
Okay, right. I'll take thoughtful.
All right. Jason, you sitting by the fire or are you...
I'm going to sit by the fire. I want to increase in my nature.
Metagamers. All right, Todd, what do you want to do?
Oh, he's a loner.
He's a loner?
Oh, yeah.
So you sit in the chilly nights preparing for the dark winters to come?
So he's not jaded anymore. He's a loner.
Ooh. All right. So what happens is if you're sitting by the fire and you're a thinker, if you quietly prepare, is that what you did, Doug?
I quietly prepare.
You increase or replace your home trait with thoughtful or loner, and you did the same thing, Jason?
No, Jason increased his nature.
I'm going to talk trash.
Oh, so Jason's boastful. I am the great wizard.
That's right. I'm Gandalf. I just cast light.
All right. And let the morning take you. What does he say to the troll?
Dawn take you all and be stone to you.
God. Gimli. All right. So.
Geeky.
Todd.
He's a loner. He walks the straight and narrow.
All right. So human. When the elves and dwarves voice their concerns, do you demand to be heard as an equal, or do you bow your head? I know the answer for all three of you. And listen to the wisdom of your elders. Do you bow your head and listen to your wisdom, elders, Doug?
I think I would.
All right. Jason?
Elders.
Elders, really? Paladin.
Screw them.
Screw them. If you demand your rights, increase your nature by one. But reduce lore master or scholar by one if you have those skills, or will if you do not.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to reduce will?
Yep.
Dang. Man, that's tough. If you change, let's see. If you listen to the wisdom of elders, no ratings change. And, you know, I want y'all to remember that about your characters. So when the elf and the dwarf say they want to do something, you all should listen to the wisdom of elders.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Aye, laddie.
Would you... Really? Is that where we're going?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you flee from the hordes of goblins, beasts, and monsters that prey on civilization? Or will you plunge into their mists, questing for treasure? All right. I'm making that point for the paladin there. Now, do you flee and hide inside the walls? Or do you plunge into the middle of them? Doug.
I would plunge into the middle of them.
Plunge in the middle, because you're the, yeah, you're the cleric. Yeah, get them.
The walls, baby.
Oh, the wizard goes to the walls. And the paladin?
Do not fear.
Do not fear. So you're going to plunge?
Yep.
If you would flee and hide inside the walls, Jason, tall siddles, increase your nature by one. If you do not fear those who prey on any uncivilization, you may replace or increase your home traits with brave, foolhardy, or defender.
So I get to change it again.
Yes.
So if I change it back to defender, am I still defender level one?
I think so.
Because I had defender, I lost it, yeah. I got it back. I'm still one.
I think, well, because you changed it mm-hmm. in the middle.
Right.
And it changes back. I think because, I guess because we're doing it in order here.
Yeah.
I otherwise I think it would have gone to two or possibly three.
So I don't, you're the GM, you make the call.
I think, I mean, if we're doing this in order, if you're going through one at a time and it, and you changed it and changed it back, because you could have picked something, you could have made a different choice where you didn't lose defender.
Yeah, you could have had defender two and then made the change and gone to something else.
Yeah. Does that make sense? Because if you had made a different choice, you wouldn't have lost defender.
Mm-hmm.
But because you lost defender, it's now, it comes back as a one.
Sure. So, okay.
I will change loner.
At least that's my impression of it.
I will change loner to brave.
Dun, dun, dun. All right. Circles and relationships. Circles can be used to find help and information when you're in town, which is a big difference, say, from Burning Wheel. And relationships can be introduced whenever appropriate. Answer the following questions to generate relationships and a circle rating. You cannot take a friend, parents, mentor, and an enemy. You can only choose to have three of four at best. Circles start at one. Add to the rating based on your answers to the questions. All right, so Joe, do you have friends who enjoy your occasional visits, or are you a loner, tough, and cool?
I'm going to say I have a friend.
Okay. If you have a friend, plus one circles. And we'll come back to that in a second here. Doug, do you have friends who enjoy your occasional visits, or are you a loner, tough, and cool?
I would say I have friends.
Okay. Jason.
Hopefully somebody will tell me what to do in the library, so I'll hopefully have some friends.
All right. Todd.
I have a friend.
Really? You're not a loner, tough, and cool?
No, I have a friend.
Boo.
He's an armorer.
He's not a dwarf, is he?
No.
No, he's a real armorer.
He's a real
armorer. A human armorer.
Yeah, human armorer.
All right,
squad.
So are you tough and cool? You got buddies?
I got buddies.
Okay, everybody's got buddies.
I've got to be friendly.
Oh, wait, no. But that's cool.
Write your friend's name.
Stop. I'm just reading what happens if you're alone or tough and cool. What happens?
Don't metagame.
Have an enemy. No, but I mean, it's if you are, it says you have an enemy, but that's pretty neat.
Yeah. How did your enemy destroy your life and set you on this path? Write down the name of your nemesis or mortal enemy on your sheet and skip the rest of circles and relationship questions and take the loner trait at level one or increase it by one if you already have it.
Oh, wow.
Also, go get snacks for the rest of while the rest of the group.
If you go
finishes.
Back and hang on, if well,
that's what it says.
I understand that, but wait a minute. If he goes back and he changes his answer to the yeah. last question,
yeah.
and Doug, I'll let you do this too if you want to bump up your other one. Hmm. If you want to change the answer from brave, so it's something else, and bump up loner, and then take this, that would be an interesting choice for your character. I mean, considering. I mean, don't get me wrong. The stronger choices you pick, the more chance we have of just going right at them.
Right.
You know, lukewarm choices don't really get played in a 6 to 10 session. I like strong, hard choices that, you know, what's important.
Yeah.
But, you know what? I think that'll be fun. That'll be fun to play.
Okay. So
I'm going to go back to the third question, human nature. I'll go and hide behind the walls of the Citadel, which increases my nature by one, which keeps my loner trait, and then I'll choose an enemy, and that'll bump it up to a loner two, and I'm done.
Okay, so tell us who your enemy is and how did he destroy your life. Do you want to tell us that now, and then we'll move on to everybody else, and you can go get a snack?
Now let me think.
No, you bring us snacks.
Oh, you're gonna bring us snacks?
No, that's what it says.
I know.
Go get snacks for the rest of the group.
It's
while
in the book.
Okay, I'll go find something upstairs at Roy's house.
God.
And his name.
I think this next question says more about the writer than anything else.
Do you have parents you can stomach talking to?
Or are you an orphan?
Yeah.
Joe. We'll come back to the nemesis. Todd.
I'm going to say I have parents.
Okay. Doug.
Orphan.
Orphan. Jason.
Parents.
Parents.
Orphan.
Orphan. All right. So parents. If you have parents, plus one to circles, Joe and Jason. For your elf and
human
mage. And note your family name and your parents' names on your character sheet. Choose a trade for your parents and for your hometowns from your hometown skill list. If you're an orphan, choose a trait from your parents.
What?
Choose a trade for your parents from your hometown skill list. So it doesn't give you anything as a play, as a character, but you know what your parents
Same did. Thing with your friend.
Yeah.
If you read.
Yeah. What do they do? And so if you need to call on them for a favor, what do they do? Are they an armor? They can help me with my armor. That kind of thing. You know, mom, dad, fix my shield. All right. So orphans, Doug and, Doug the healer, the cleric and the dwarf over there. If you're an orphan, you have a keepsake from your parents that is worn around your neck or on one hand. Neck or hand, guys?
Neck.
Hand.
What is it?
Necklace.
Yeah, what's on the necklace? It's around your neck. No, it's a collar. It's a dog's collar.
It is a stylized shield with our family crest.
Cool. All right, so it's like a medallion.
Yeah.
Okay. Doug, on your hand?
It's a leather band with a dragon stamped into it. Dragon's head.
Okay, write that down. Awesome. A lot of good stuff there.
On the inventory sheet.
Describe its sentimental value.
That? You should have another sheet.
Uh-huh. Where on here does it go?
Inventory, neck, head, torso, hands.
It has, well, describe it as a sentimental value. It is worth 1D of treasure. Put it in your inventory.
Backpack, satchel, large sack.
I don't think I want to, you know, I'm not going to necessarily count it against you. Maybe I'm supposed to, but I don't know. I'll need to look at the rules on that. That I'm going to count, I mean, since it's worth something, but it takes a slot. But it's worth 1D of treasure. So you can always trade in your keepsake if you need that extra D. So far, so good. Everybody good? We all caught up? Did you have a mentor, or did you make your own way in life? What do you say, Joe?
Well, I'm going to say my parents, because you have to pick a skill from your home, and that skill for my parents will be mentor, so I'm going to say I have a mentor. It would be my dad.
Oh, nice. Okay. Okay. What happens, though, if it's the same person? Is it plus 1D, I guess?
Well, it also says your mentor's trade is the same as the specialty you chose for your character.
Yeah, I don't know that you can make it the
It would probably be a persuader, I guess, would be his trade. Maybe my dad was an elven diplomat or something.
Okay, I'm wondering if you can have, if it...
Well, I have to pick that for friends. And then it says parents, choose a trade for your parents from your hometown skill list.
Okay. All right. As long as I don't think it's doubling up, I don't think it's a big deal. You know, you're just sort of putting the skills on one guy that you can call on if you need help. Doug.
Mentor.
Mentor. You did have a mentor? Yes. All right. If you have a mentor, plus one circles. If you have parents, plus one circles, of course. If you have a friend, plus one circles. Jason. You a
mentor.
Mentor, all right. So plus one circles. Name them and, guys, name them and choose a specialty from, and give them the specialty from your sheet. Roy, skipping Todd again.
I will have a mentor.
A mentor. Okay. So same thing. Wow. If you went loan, you got money. Have you made an enemy in your life? Or have your dubious deeds managed to escape notice? Joe. Do you have an enemy?
No enemies.
All right. Choose a class and stop. All right.
I've made an enemy.
So that's not plus one circles. What did it say?
Yeah.
You've made an enemy.
Well, what is it? Does it say skip down to?
You're only allowed three out of the four on the circles.
Right.
So, for example, I've got parents, mentor, and a friend. So right. I can't have an enemy.
Yeah, you can't have an enemy. And do you have three out of four?
No.
You can have a max of three out of four.
Right.
Right.
And at this point, all I have is an enemy.
Yeah, but doesn't it say, what do you skip? If you
have...
Write down the name of your nemesis or mortal enemy on your sheet and skip the rest of the circles and relationships questions.
Yeah, you're done.
Okay.
You don't do this one. Doug.
You're getting a snacks, remember? Snacks?
Oh, okay.
Snacks?
Yeah, how come? Where are my snacks? Where are my snacks? Seriously, dude, where are my snacks?
There you go.
It's in the rules. All right, Doug.
Yeah, I'll take an enemy.
All right.
Enemy for one.
Plus one to your, okay, so plus one to your circles. Note your enemy's name on your character sheet. Choose a class and stock for your enemy, or let the GM decide.
His name was Michael. He's a human wannabe cleric, and I caught him cheating in an exam, and I got him expelled.
All right.
And he's sworn he will make me pay.
All right, you say wannabe.
Yes.
What is
he
his,
was expelled.
What
he
is
never...
his, what's his class, though?
Human cleric.
Okay, so he is a cleric.
I guess. He got expelled. How he got to be human cleric, I don't know. That's your problem.
No, not... Okay, so I get to pick?
Okay, whatever.
Human cleric. I mean, you can pick human cleric.
He continued his studies alone, his illicit, evil studies.
He is devoted to the deity of the dead.
The dark old gods.
Ooh.
Ooh. His name is Michael Cthulhu.
Michael.
Okay, so, Roy.
Enemy.
Dwarf has an enemy. Who's the enemy? What's
human,
his name?
Human thief.
All right, now does that make three?
That was three.
Oh,
no parents?
Really?
Huh?
You're going to pick a human thief?
Yeah.
Human
make it a halfling burglar.
No, because I picked a human thief for mine as well.
Oh, okay. Well, do y'all want to be the same guy, or maybe they're in the same guild? Just to keep the story tight so we know, you know, it'd be easy.
Same guild. I don't know necessarily the same guy.
Mine's name is Simeon. He was a human thief. And we were partners at one point, and I turned him in.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, this guy's just been trying to steal stuff from me all the time. He constantly picks on my shop.
Is his name Simeon?
No, his name's not Simeon.
But he doesn't know what it is.
Not yet.
Crom.
Give me a name for the Thief Guild.
Crom.
Crom?
Crom.
Thieves Guild?
This enemy's name is Crom.
Give me a name for the Thieves Guild they belong to.
Thieves Guild?
The Black Fist.
The Flashing Blade.
No.
No, not Flashing Blade.
The Hidden Hand?
The Black Knife.
No. It's not really a Thieves Guild kind of thing. It's more of an Assassin's Guild kind of thing.
The Pickled Dwarf.
No, that's more of an armor kind of thing.
Quick Hands?
The Noisy Cricket.
Thank you, Men in Black.
They're called the Surprise Chicken because when they steal stuff, they leave a chicken behind.
No. What do you got in your head there, Todd?
The Blood Splashes.
Again.
Red Misters.
Again.
The Shady Jacks.
Why do you keep turning us into something nefarious? They're just thieves.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Butter Muffins.
Crimson Mist. Crimson Wave.
No, that sucks.
I didn't say
Crimson. The Crimson Tide sucks. Sucks.
Oh, you've lost everybody.
do they even have computers in Alabama? Oh. I'm sorry.
Do you even wear shoes?
That's true.
No, Mike,
only
I'm kidding.
Not wearing my shoes just, right now, by the way.
And for our listener, Mike, McConnell, I'm totally kidding, buddy. Totally kidding.
He's not. He hates you.
It would be, hey, look. If you saw the look on Todd's face right now, you would be making fun of the Crimson Tide. Oh, are you? Todd, sit down. Come
Fascist.
On, sit down, Todd.
Fascist.
Sit down. Come on, we're
pull up
in.
Your pants, for God's sakes.
Sit down, man. We're sorry. Don't,
now,
don't
is that a tattoo?
Now I'm rubbing my bare butt on Jeff's head.
And it's so warm.
So editing all of this.
So, Todd, did you have a different name than the Hidden Hand, or you're going to be stuck with Roy's? One-upsmanship.
Just put it in hand. I can't think of anything else right now. Yeah,
there's something. Lost something? Last something?
What do you mean lost or last?
I don't know. Just the adjective noun something?
The adjective nouns.
The creepy spoon.
That's where I have lunch every day.
The broken spoon.
It's supposedly haunted.
Moving on.
We'll think about it.
The lost gems. All right, hidden hand. I'm putting on hidden hand for right now.
All right. Roy and I will email each other for the next 2 days talking about names.
Starting resources is
easy.
Next.
We're all at zero.
Done.
Okay. Darn it. Choose your adventuring gear. The following list of common adventuring equipment when starting a character, you may choose to take as much gear as your character can carry. Choose whether to carry a satchel or backpack. Fill it. Fill your belt pouch. Fill your skin with wine or water. Determine what you'll be wearing on your torso, hands, feet. Your inventory slots are listed on the back of your character. Items can be carried, worn, or packed in the appropriate slots. Take a number of slots listed below. However, once you fill that up, it's full.
We can do this separately. We don't have to do
it. We're not going to go through it.
We can do weapons next, though.
Choose your weapon. Traveling book, spell book, and holy symbol. Elves and magicians must take a traveling spell book as part of their starting gear. Joe and Jason. Clerics will start with their holy symbol. Is your bracelet a holy symbol?
Did he say it was a bracelet or just said it was on his hand?
I said it was a leather bracelet.
Oh, did you?
Damn.
I missed it.
With the head of a dragon.
Doesn't say Rue 1?
No, yes. Rue 5, I think.
Rue 5?
We wouldn't know because he never wears it.
I know. He's not one of us.
He's not cool.
Oh, no.
Not one of the cool kids.
Am I the only one wearing his right now?
I went to the gym. Sorry.
Choose your weapon. If your class is cleric, you start with a flail, mace, sling, or warhammer. You may not use weapons with edges or weapons that cut or puncture. Clerics have the option to choose a shield as an additional second weapon.
Oh yeah, you can't cut somebody, but you can crush their skull.
That's right.
Doug, how do you wanna not cut somebody with a flail, mace, or hammer?
Mace and shield.
Mace and shield.
Mace.
If you're a magician, you start with a dagger. You may only start with a dagger. You're done, Jason.
Woohoo!
As an elf, Joe, you may use a sword, bow, or dagger, but you start only with a dagger. Man, that sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah. If your character's warrior, we don't have any. Halflings, we don't have any. Dwarves.
Any weapon except the bow, two-handed sword, and lance.
Sword? Did you just say sword?
Sword.
He did say it, didn't he?
Yeah.
I
pronounced the W a little too much there.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Sword. And Todd, what do you got over there on the sheet? Anything except bow or crossbow?
Plus optional shield as second weapon. What I'll do is I'll pick a sword and shield. And then going down to armor means I'll get leather armor and helmet.
If
shield is not taken as second weapon.
Leather armor and helmet, if shield is not taken as second weapon. I think you get leather armor. Well, yeah. Maybe you just get a shield, not leather armor. It's tough the way it's written there. There's no commas.
Leather and helmet, if shield is not taken. So I get armor.
You either get the leather armor or you get a shield,
okay.
I think. You get leather armor and a helmet or a shield.
Right. Oh, and then by that thing, I would get two weapons.
Right.
Okay.
Longsword and dagger, so you get leather armor and helmet?
Yeah, I don't think I'll pick a dagger, but I think I'll pick sword and a mace.
Really?
Bonk. Very evocative.
Bonk, yeah. Bonk on the head. Okay.
Hand axe and shield.
Two-handed weapons. Ooh, you could be two-handed. You have a two-handed weapon.
I know, I don't want to.
All right, starting armor. Warrior, dwarf, halfling, and cleric. Begin with leather armor. You can add a helmet if you did not choose a shield as your additional weapon. Oh, wait. So you don't, it's helmet or shield. Sorry. I think the way that's written, if it's the same for the paladin,
uh-huh.
It's either helmet or shield.
Okay.
So you still get leather armor. And yeah, you get leather armor.
Okay, so in this case, because I didn't take a shield, I get leather armor and a helmet.
But if you take a second weapon, I don't think you get... I think if you take the second weapon, you don't get a helmet or a shield. The way this is written further on in the book.
Oh, wait a minute. Leather armor and helmet is the starting armor if shield is not taken as a second weapon.
Well, I'll give you a choice. You can have the leather armor and shield, or leather armor and helmet, if you take the second weapon.
Uh-huh.
Or you can have a shield.
And leather armor.
No. No, the way that's written.
Well, you can add a helmet if you did not choose a shield as your additional weapon.
And that's what I was going to do, take leather armor and helmet.
Okay.
Instead of shield.
But no second weapon.
No shield. No, you can take a second weapon.
You can take a second weapon.
But no shield.
But no shield.
Any weapon plus an optional shield as a second weapon.
Right.
So you don't get a second weapon. You get... I'm looking at...
Where are you at?
Any except...
He's looking at the Kickstarter and starting options.
Right.
Oh.
And see, I'm trying to reconcile that with what's in the book. It says, starting weapon under the Paladin Kickstarter, thank you, that they gave to us. Any... Starting weapon, any except bow or crossbow, plus an optional shield as a second weapon. It doesn't mean you get a second weapon. It means you can take the shield as your second weapon.
Right.
So, if you don't want to take the shield, you get a helmet.
Right.
Leather armor and a helmet.
It's the same with the dwarf.
Yeah, and I just want to keep it consistent with the other
characters. I understand.
Totally confused by what you're sitting here and telling me now.
Okay. You start with one weapon of your choice.
Yeah, right. I get that. That's
fine. If you choose a shield, you can add that as an additional second weapon.
Okay. I get that too. Then where does the armor come in? You don't get any armor?
You get armor, yeah.
Yeah, you get the leather armor with a helmet or the leather armor with a shield.
Okay. Right. So if I take leather armor and a shield, I still get a sword.
Yes.
Then that's what I'll take, which is what I wanted to take in the first place.
Don't get all pissed.
You just don't get your
second weapon.
You know, you're awful grumpy for a guy who didn't get anybody any snacks like you were told to by the rules. Oh, now we're disputing. Now we want to play by the rules.
Armor is on torso, but no shield. Or no, shield, but no helmet.
We got to get some dice out next.
Okay, is anybody, let's see, has everybody else looked at theirs?
Starting spell and prayer choices.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. So you got Roy as the dwarf.
Leather armor.
Joe, you're the ranger. You're the elf. I don't think you get anything.
I don't get anything.
But you get
a dagger.
Would you start with spells?
One random spell, which I got to roll for.
Magician. Roll 2d6 and consult the table below.
Who's got dice? Doug, as the hang on before you roll that, let's finish up with this. Doug, you start game with leather armor.
Yeah, I took leather armor, shield, mace.
Okay, Jason, you're the magician. All right, so if a magician, let's see, record all three spells. Where does it say you only get one? Magicians start with
magicians and elves.
Start with one random spell.
Elves start with one random spell.
Oh, okay. Right. Magicians start with three known spells. Wisdom of Sages plus two additional random spells. All right, so Jason's going to have to roll twice. Go ahead and roll once there. Joe?
What do you get?
Add them up.
Mystic Porter.
Number nine, Mystic Porter. Jason, roll twice. A five, which is Dance of the Fireflies. Nine. Mystic Porter. Let's see.
Give him the option to re-roll it.
Let's re-roll it. Unless
you want it. I don't know what it does, but.
Mystic Porter probably carries stuff for you. Hang on. Let's read it and see what it says. It's probably to carry stuff.
The caster shapes a faintly luminescent disc of ether to carry his burdens.
Todd, can you repeat that?
It's Tensor's floating disc.
Yeah, Tensor's floating disc. Yeah.
All right, so...
So what is that?
It carries stuff for you.
Just a plate, and then it carries stuff for you.
So you don't have to carry it. It's like a floating disc.
Yeah.
And Joe makes a face. Well, go find new spells, buddy. You can find new spells.
Jason, you want to roll that again?
A bow.
Oh, yeah.
All right, go ahead and roll.
Ten.
Ten.
Word of Binding. Ooh. Magic mythos.
With a sharp word, invisible webs of ether stronger than iron bind portals and chests shut.
All right, so we've done the armor, we've done the spells. Let's move on. Choose an alignment. Joe, law, chaos, or unaffiliated?
How about chaos?
Awesome. Doug, law, chaos, or unaffiliated? Law represents forces of progress, order, and civilization. Chaos represents the forces of freedom, entropy, and savagery. Unaffiliated is for those who think of having shelter, food, and family is more important than ideals and ideologies.
I'll take law.
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 Law for the mage. Paladin.
Chaos.
What?
I must be lawful.
Okay. Law for the paladin. And?
Law.
Law. All right. So everybody's law except Joe, who is chaos.
The flighty paladin. Or the flighty.
Flighty ranger.
The elf
ranger.
Is chaos. Who represents progress. No, no, no. He represents freedom and entropy. All right. Beliefs, instincts, and goals. Ooh, this is the good stuff. You create three aspects of your character's personality and describe each as a phrase or sentence. A belief, a goal, and an instinct. Invoking them and involving them in your actions and decisions earns you rewards that allow you to enhance your die rolls and level up. When creating your character, write up your belief, instinct, you'll write your goal once the GM has laid out the adventure, so just hang on to that until we start actually gaming. And anybody have a, we won't need to go in order on this because some people may have an idea. Does anybody have a belief they want to share?
Do now, monkey. I mean,
I'm asking if anybody.
Well, has I know, one. But beliefs are always the hardest part to come up with unless.
Yeah, well, do now, monkey.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one.
Okay, see? I'm not there telling you one. See, I didn't monkey. Say, Roy, what's your belief? I said, does anybody have one?
What is it?
When people need help, you must help them.
Is that more of an instinct?
Sounds more of an instinct.
No, I don't
know. An instinct? That's a belief. That's a philosophy or a code. You must help everyone who needs help. That's a code.
Always have band-aids is an instinct.
Oh, okay.
Instincts are generally... Instinct.
Always do this, never do that. Instincts... If that happens, do this.
See, that's if the happens, do this. That's what made me think of it.
Instincts allow you to take an action when they're triggered. I mean, they're basically cheats. So that you automatically get an action. It's like, I automatically help somebody or, you know...
I always have an escape plan.
Is that
my
what yours...
My sword is always in my hand.
Yeah,
that's
an
instinct.
We've used before.
Yeah, sword in my hand... Always have my sword.
Yeah. If your belief creates a crisis of conscience during play and you betray your own belief through dramatic play, you earn another type of reward. People need help? Help them. I can't help you. I gotta go do something else. Sorry, lay here and die.
Has to be dramatic.
That is dramatic. Die. That's dramatic.
It's only dramatic if you actually play the belief at least a few times before. Lay there and die. Again, you die.
Could you die quieter?
Yeah. Everybody dies. I get rewarded for that because I'm being dramatic because I'm using a funny voice. Roy.
Always keep the fire going.
Oh, always keep the fire going.
Instinct.
No, it's an instinct.
Always keep the light lit. I read that after I came up with always keep the fire going.
Well, that just
it fits with the fact that I'm an armorer.
Is that an instinct or a belief?
It's an instinct.
Oh, okay.
But that just gives you the role.
Yep.
Okay. Joe. Anything? Jason? Instinct or belief?
Nothing yet.
Here's a belief. I will not tolerate an evil act.
Okay. And I'm not going to push you guys for these things right now. Let's think about them for a little
while. Goals are well goals. They are statements of action that set your character's agenda.
Don't worry.
I will. I must. I won't.
Don't worry about goals right now. I have to come up with the adventure first. Or at least give you all the starting.
Oh, okay.
They are immediate. Something you could feasibly accomplish this session. I see what that means. Okay.
Okay, level. Your character starts at level 1. You get a class and title. Back your character sheet. Everybody is basically what they said they were. Dwarfs an adventurer. Elves a ranger. Humans a cleric. Humans a magician. Oh, humans an apprentice. Sorry. Doug, you are a disciple. Todd, I don't know. What are you? Is it on the sheet?
No, it's not.
Just call
novice.
Yourself. Novice, is it? Starting reward. Your character's not beginning the game with any fate or persona. If you want them, you have to earn them. Give your character a name. What do you say, Joe? You got a name? Who has a name?
Calvin Moonbane.
Moonbane. Calvin Moonbane. All right, Calvin Moonbane it is for Joe. Doug, you got one?
Cedric the Lost.
Nice. Jason the Magician.
Pius Phelan.
His name is Duncan Mountbatten.
Neat. Roy.
Abernathy Lendl Kranig.
Abernathy
Lendl Kranig with a C. I was actually trying to get the initials to be A-L-E, but the only...
Boys? Oh, Raymond, what distinctive item of clothing does your character wear? That's the next one.
Okay. Were you finished, Roy?
No, just prattling on.
Okay, Joe.
What?
What distinctive item of clothing does your character wear?
Apparently a dagger.
He wears it like a fig leaf.
We glossed over the part where you get to choose equipment.
Yeah, you can do something. You can like fill an up your back, or you can do.
Yeah, I mean you've got other stuff, but you can still do that. But what clothing do you want to wear?
A
specific piece of raiment?
A deep blue kerchief,
like tied around your neck.
Parasol, yeah.
Okay,
not a parasol.
What's Fred from Scooby-Doo wear?
An ascot.
That's it.
You wear an ascot. Just want to be sure that we're talking about the same thing. You
got a problem with it?
And it's your ascot.
It's.
But he wears the ascot as a hat.
It's part of my family
livery.
Lineage. We wear ascots.
All right, Doug.
He has a cloak with the markings of his church on it. Okay. So he's easily identified.
Okay.
Jason, magician?
I'm going to go with a crown.
A crown?
A pointy hat. Come on.
A circlet, whatever.
A circlet? You know, one of those little skull caps that does like this.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember, was it Wizards and Warriors? Do you remember that TV show for the 80s?
The same idea as Merlin from Excalibur with the big metal cap.
And they had that, I remember one scene from that thing, they're betting with each other, or they're drunk, and he says, I'll bet you your little funny hat. And he goes, what hat? I wonder if that's on YouTube.
Oh, it's gotta be somewhere.
Oh, I think it was on for like 3 episodes. All right, Todd.
A dragon hide scabbard.
Dragon, ooh, very interesting. Everybody's rethinking the ascot then, right? Dragonhide scabbard says.
Suddenly it's cool.
Yeah. Dragonhide ascot. Roy.
Steel-toed boots.
Royal purple braidings in my beard.
Now is that actual hair or you just have to like, something.
Yeah,
it's a weave.
No, I got a nice beard.
Abe's got a weave.
Really good
yarn wrapping.
Abe's got a bead.
It's got
a weave.
Yeah, it's got ribbons braided in with it. So that it's not all fluffy and going everywhere. It's got to be very neat.
Purple.
Royal purple braids.
Royal purple braids.
In the hair.
Nice.
In the beard. Keeps the beard out of the fire when you're stoking the fire.
All right, everybody with an age. Dwarf, 30 to 51.
79.
Elf, 60 to 101. 79 fits. Human, 14 to 21.
18.
17.
16.
Bunch of damn teenagers. All right. Starting out, if this is your first outing together.
A dwarf will be 43.
Okay. Assume that you
really
own.
Not 42? Really?
I'm 43.
Not 42?
No, not 42. I'm 43.
Disappointed.
Okay, you know each other casually. If you're joining an exit group, you're the new hire, join up specifically for their next endeavor, eager to get to it. Fresh. Check off the fresh condition. Enjoy it. It's the last time you'll have it. Nice. All right, and that takes us through to page 21, and that's the end of the character creation. I hope everyone has enjoyed this delightful episode 0 of whatever we're calling this.
Well, this will go on after we finish off with Nova Praxis. This is little fit right
episode
in after
0, yeah.
Right.
That's a good way to
and,
put it.
And when we come up with a campaign name, we'll put it right here.
Yep.
It will be called Campaign
X.
Anybody else got any questions, comments, critiques?
So do you as far as the equipment choice, do you want to see that or does it really matter to you?
It does matter. It does matter because, and you have to put it on your sheet.
Oh, I know I'll put it on the sheet.
Yeah,
I
mean,
know if you want to approve.
What, oh, that was the question. Yeah, I mean, what was the limit? I didn't quickly see anything about a limitation on that.
Yeah.
Well, you have slots.
Yeah. Okay, so it's dependent on slot, not by ability to carry something.
Yeah. Right, and it takes up the slots, so, and you've only got so many slots on your sheet.
Right.
Gotcha.
So once you filled up the slots on your sheet, you're done. So.
Okay.
Can we leave slots open? For instance, if I mean, I'd really like to find a bow before we get into any trouble.
You can leave slots open. You can drop stuff later, but it's just a call you got to make. You know, you have only so much stuff you can carry.
And we need to look at the gear chapter specifically, especially for backpack and stuff like that. It'll tell you how much you can take.
Here's stuff you need: light, drink, food, wine, and water. Wine is good for taking care of conditions like being afraid. So, I mean, don't just think, oh, I'll just take some water. You know, there are specific reasons why you'd want to take certain equipment. So read the equipment because it may matter later. Food, you're going to need food. Because if you get hungry, you're going to have to eat. Otherwise, it becomes a condition that you got to deal with.
Yeah.
I mean, and specifically, I mean, usually in games, we don't worry about that stuff. In this game, it's very important that you
have food. In this case, where it says bow, hand/carried two, that means I probably need to leave two slots open if I plan on using both hands.
Yes.
Right.
It takes up both your hand slots.
Hand, axe, and shield.
And the other thing, if you look at torso, you've got leather armor, which takes up one, but then if you want a backpack or a satchel, it takes up two, so your torso's taken up then.
Satchel's one.
Yeah, satchel's one. Oh, that's right.
And backpack's two. Okay. So, but we're not going to go through that now. Review that, and when we get ready to play, we can come back to it, and we'll help Bill go through and create his character.
Yep.
Think about your people. Think about your beliefs. Think about your instincts. And I guess that's it.
Yeah, you'll have to send us some information before we come up with a goal.
We'll do that at the beginning of the next game.
Okay.
Put you on the spot. Put me on the spot.
Okay. Any other questions on Torchbearer? No? All right. Everybody say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Good night.
Good night.
One of my favorite things about Burning Wheel is actually character creation, and Torchbearer carries on with that fine tradition. The approach they use is really simple, but it does evoke the nature of the character from me. I really want to play Abernathy the Dwarf. And next week, after almost half a year, I finally will. There's a ship, some pirates, a swamp, and a kidnapping that gets us all going. In the meantime, let us know what you think about Torchbearer character creation. Our voicemail is 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766. Like us on Facebook. The address is facebook.com/RusackGamers, all one word. Follow us on Twitter. My handle is @RSGROY. That's RSGROY. Say nice things about us at iTunes. And do whatever goes on over at Google+. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The opening song is Betty Betty by the Nunchucks. Torchbearer is copyright 2013 Tor Olesrud. This game is based on previous work by Luke Crane. All previous work is used with kind permission. Hey, Tom, I told you we'd eventually get around to it.